Brooklyn Marine Lance Corporal Julian Brennan was killed in Afghanistan last week. Contrary to the image of the tough soldier, Brennan was also a trained actor, singer, and a budding writer. His parents spoke to WNYC's Kathleen Horan about his 25 years of life.
The home of Thea, Merce, and Bill Brennan in Park Slope is warm and inviting. There's a fire burning in the fireplace, and the walls are full of family photos and paintings by Thea. But you also feel the shock that burst in a few days ago when they were told that their son Julian had been killed.
It was the grade B movie Two Marines showing up at the door.
2 years ago, Julian broke the news to his folks that he had decided to enlist.
We were having dinner together as a family. He said, "I have something to tell you." At which point, Bill and I each had our own ideas of what that was. And then he told us he joined the Marines.
Well, when a 23-year-old says to you, "I have something to tell you," you know it's life-changing. But it was tough.
Julian was inspired by his grandfather to join the Marines, a decorated war hero who survived Iwo Jima. And like his grandfather, who was moved by the attacks on Pearl Harbor, Julian was called to enlist after the attacks of 9/11.
One of our conversations about his joining was, he said to me that you raised us to be involved, you took us into the voting booth with you every time you went. We went to all those marches on the Mall in Washington. You know, you raised us to believe we had to give back, and this is how I feel I can give back. To which point I said, no, that's not what I meant. But he really saw this as service.
So they did their best to accept and support Julian's decision to serve.
We didn't try to talk him out of it. He had made it very clear. He had made the decision. This was important to him.
Now, as a parent, when you see that look in your child's eye, you know that it's the right thing. And he's in the New York crowd for a while and hanging and running the way young people will. And, staying out late, drinking and partying and doing whatever that entails. And he saw that I was ultimately unhealthy, and I was very proud that he could make a change like that. You know, many people don't.
Out of the 680 recruits in boot camp, Julian finished second.
If you can say this, and I think a lot of Marines would understand this, there's a transcendental quality when you really reach the zone of being in the military, and Julian was there.
Even as a child, he was drawn to acts of heroism.
He was all about saving things, and there are lots of stories from his school days of, you know, saving slugs or bees or ants or, you know, that was
In eighth grade, he helped a fellow student who was sort of trapped on a hillside, and she suddenly had like a panic attack, and they're on a class trip.
But Julian was more than the archetypal hero.
His comrades, who could be, you know, rough-neck Marines, would sometimes make fun of Julian for looking at the stars in Afghanistan, you know, taking pictures of the sunsets. But this is the kind of kid he was. I mean, he was a real Marine, but he was also a trained artist.
He graduated from the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in New York City and was a member of SAG, the Actors Union. Bill, his father, is a musician who sings educational songs for kids about the environment. His eyes light up as he recalls his son's natural abilities as a performer.
He was on the Ways of the Bay CD I made, and we had a song with the crab step and the crab biting. And Julian just not only got, all the words right, but it was because it was sort of a spoken part, but the inflection was perfect.
Don't worry, it's a cinch. Just keep your feet moving and you won't get pinched.
The engineer and I looked at each other and said, well, that's it. So a session where he budgeted 2 hours, he did it in 15 minutes.
Julian took his flair for performing and humor and incorporated that into being a soldier.
He was just really quick, you know. He was witty, really fast, just language.
The drill sergeants in boot camp, "Brennan, that's the ugliest skull I've ever seen in my life." And he would come right back, "Yes, sir, ugliest skull, sir." And to the point where the other sergeants would stand around and give him, you know, guff because they knew he'd come back and make them laugh. Because once again, he understood the role. It was just being the actor.
Julian only served in Afghanistan for a couple of months before he was killed driving a Humvee by a roadside bomb. His parents don't think he struggled with risking his life.
Yeah, that part he was free about. I really feel he was very comfortable with that, and that was the happy warrior part of him. We could hear it in his voice, and he was there doing the right thing.
Both of Julian's parents are doing their best to take solace in the fact that their son lost his life doing what he believed in. His mom, Thea, picks up a picture of her and Julian at 5 years old.
Oh, I need my glasses.
On the back is a poem he wrote for her a few years ago.
Hold me tight, Mom. Tell me it'll all be okay. With my ear to your chest, I hear your heartbeat. Say no matter what, tomorrow's another day. And I'll listen to your story as I drift off to sleep. Oh, what I wouldn't give to be five again. Merry Christmas, Mom, 2005.
There's a picture of a five-year-old Julian at Disneyland with his mom. That's the bright star right there.
It was Julian Brennan's wishes that part of his remains be buried in Arlington National Cemetery next to his grandfather James, and the rest will be scattered in Ireland. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horn.
Governor Patterson has ordered flags at all state office buildings to be flown at half staff today in honor of Marine Lance Corporal Julian Brennan.